She puckered her lips and exhaled. Still not quite cold enough to see her breath. Nevertheless, mid-October was fast coming upon them, and they would be bundling up for November before they knew it. Most of the compound residents had already retired for the night. The remaining few wandered through the halls to their rooms, and so a peaceful quiet had settled over everything. Vanessa relaxed her shoulders and started to draw a long breath, when a coarse hand wrapped around her mouth from behind. She clawed at the fingers that dug into her cheek, but then stiffened as the point of something sharp pressed against the nape of her neck.
"One scream, Maja, and I will stick this up through your pretty head."
He turned her onto her back against the wide column and angled her away from the openness of the archway. He turned his hand to keep it pressed over her mouth as he practically enveloped her with his bulky body, which smelled like cigarette smoke and mildewed cloth. Vanessa breathed jerkily through her nose and stared up into the black eyes of her captor. In the waning light, she could see the angry red line of a fresh scar on his cheek. Even amidst the fear clouding her mind, there was something familiar about him. The man rammed her harder against the stone, and she nearly bit into his dirty palm from the shock of pain. He yanked his hand away and grabbed her arm. He put the flat of the knife blade against her throat.
"Where's Captain Evans?"
And then she froze. "It's him, the constable."
"Where is he, whore?"
The constable's voice was a hiss. "He's distracted, nervous. He hasn't seen Ethan yet." She swallowed and felt the edge of the knife graze the underside of her chin. Her heart began to beat like a bass drum. "Gone," she said, keeping her jaw clenched. He's gone. Left yesterday with a group of his men on a mission.
"Do you think I am stupid, Troche? You're lying."
A dribble of wetness, blood, snaked down her throat from where the cold blade dug in. "Please." She blinked to clear her vision. "Please, he's gone." He grabbed at his shoulder where a little black box clung to the gray cloth, keeping his dark eyes on her. He pressed a button on the device.
"Valdez a Klotzak and Nuan, nu."
Then the constable leaned his face closer and leered at her.
"I remember you. Your name is Brower."
He canted his head to push his gaze down across her body.
"Pretty little Maisha with dead parents."
She gasped as he twisted her arm to draw her tighter against him. He flashed his teeth at her, glistening sweat beating between the coarse hairs of his mustache.
"Maybe I will keep you alive after we're done here."
Zip! The constable's head jerked to the side. She stared into his eyes as he released her arm. He staggered backward and then dropped to the stone floor in a heap. Vanessa stared down at him, at the dark hole that had appeared in his left temple, and then turned to see the starburst of blood on the wall of the corridor. She looked dazedly up at the distant rear ramparts. Thomas, his face eerily calm as he blended into the parapet wall like one of its shadows, swung his rifle muzzle away from her and fixed on a point farther to her left. There were running footsteps and then bang, followed by the same zip. This time, the sharp report from Thomas's gun registered through her stunned senses, and she whirled as another man collapsed in the corridor. As if moving underwater, she looked into the garden. Both Ethan and Morgan had pulled their weapons and were running full tilt in her direction. All at once, the entire compound exploded with noise. She cringed at the raucous thunder of men's yells, boots pounding over stone and across grassy ground. Rifle shots, handgun blasts, bullets ricocheting off stone and ripping through tree branches. All of it echoed off the fort walls and rended the air, forcing her to crouch down and cover her ears. "Damn it, Vanessa, run, run!" But her legs felt welded in place. Her heart hammered wildly as unfamiliar men of all shapes and sizes poured out of the corridors from the front side of the compound, all of them armed and screaming, while there she slumped, useless, drowning within a rising bloodbath. Soldiers came down off the ramparts, and others streamed into the garden from everywhere within the compound to meet the attack.
"Move, Vanessa, damn you!"
She staggered into the next archway to her right, farther away from where the men had been hurtling in from the front of the compound. She looked again at where Ethan was. Her heart jumped into her throat when a man came up behind Ethan with startling speed. She screamed his name, though the sound was lost in the din of the battle.
No, 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 no!
Vanessa pushed herself away from the arch and tottered forward. A huge man stepped in front of her. A knife gleamed in one hand, and a pistol smoked in the other. She halted, her heart wrenching into her throat. She hyperventilated as he loomed over her. His eyes were blazing, his face twisted by a crazed sneer.
Run, run!
With a roar, he turned the knife to drive the blade down into her.